Welcome to the Eyes on Conservation podcast. Today, we take you for a tour of the inside of Wildlands as the organization starts the difficult process of transforming, growing, and differentiating. Following a weekend retreat with collaborators and contributors to the work of Wildlands, I spoke with Matt Podolsky and Sean Bogle about this process, what it has looked like, how it feels, and the circumstances leading up to the recognition for the organization's need to undergo a metamorphosis. The music for today's show was recorded live at the retreat and is the talented Greg Willis, who not only provided wisdom and insight that will inform this next iteration of Wildlands, but contributes his art to the collective that is beginning to form and is mentioned throughout today's show. Sean kicks this discussion off with an overview of how Wildlands has grown. Have a listen.
There was no real strategy behind this. This really did organically happen. Like things that we were doing, people that we were interacting with, stories, the way stories were coming out, the type of thinking that we were going through were all happening in this really natural, organic fashion. And so it wasn't like we just had like, oh, we want to do this and this is what it's going to look like. I mean, even at this stage, there is no clear picture. We're trying to define that at this point. And, so that we can better understand it, obviously, so that we can convey it to people on the outside or in the inner circle, depending on where you stand. But the things that we were doing as far as interacting with people and then realizing that there was like this level of reciprocation and interest is that we didn't want to, we weren't operating where it was like Wildlands as this small little group and then a couple of people on the inside doing that. We were actually, the progress of Wildlands and the development of it was involving a bunch of different people that were volunteering their time with some sort of special skill and talent. And that was where we kind of step back, go, well, Wildlands is not just, a Neil Paprocki or Matthew Podolsky creation, and then I jump in and I chime in. It just kind of slowly evolved into this thing that was so much more, where you realize, well, Wildlands is really just a piece of a greater picture involving a lot of other people, whether they, everyone comes in at different tiers of involvement. Some people might be in just for a small little project. Some people might have continuous communication in developing ideas later down the road. They're not quite prepared now. And then we're kind of working together to be able to identify what each individual person, including the people in Wildlands, want to get out of this and what we're trying to achieve, which falls, which is, of course, what we're trying to now do is identify that mission statement.
I think we reached a point where the way that it had been working, which, as Sean just said, was just sort of like this, just organically, like people just reach out to us, want to engage in projects, and we just see where it goes. I think it had reached a point where, like, we had reached sort of max capacity, right? Like, okay, somebody might send me an email, and they might have the best freaking project on the planet, but I no longer have the time to even respond to that email, because we're involved in so many other projects. And it's like, well, wait a second. We don't want this to stop here. We don't want this to be the ceiling, right? We want to bring as many people, we want to say yes to as many projects as possible. And we want to bring as many people, umbrella of Wildlands as possible. And that's where the idea of the collective came from. It's like, mm-hmm. Well, we need a system of organization and a system of governance that is self-sustaining and that doesn't rely on like two individuals that are responsible for doing like 90% of the sort of administrative work,
right,
behind this idea,
Right.
So that's, and I mean, I think there were sort of two things happening simultaneous, right? Like simultaneously, one is what I'm talking about, the sort of need for more structure and the need for like a system of governance that makes it possible for the organization to continue to grow, to continue to, you know, bring more and more people, get more and more people involved. That was one thing. And then the other thing that was happening at the same time is, you know, Sean and I were working on this this documentary project about the Vaquita, and seeing, watching this issue play out over a period of 3 years. And the things that we saw made us realize that our mission statement and the way that we had been pitching ideas and projects to collaborators and funders and, you know, everybody essentially, it started to feel dishonest. And I mean, this is still, you know, as I say this, I mean, this is still like what it says on our website, is that we're, you know, this original mission statement, which was bringing filmmakers and biologists together in order to solve conservation issues, right? In order to halt species declines. I mean, this was the type of language that we were using. And we were using this language, this translated into our Vaquita project, right? And we initiated this film project where we're trying to produce content to play some role in saving this species, the Vaquita, from extinction. We realized that we were being a little bit unrealistic, I think, about what's truly possible to achieve with media. And I think that also caused us to take a step back and to say, like, all right, maybe we need to rethink, like, what our priorities are. And what are we really trying to achieve? And, you know, we need to be truthful for people. Like, we shouldn't be telling people that, oh, we're going to save the species with this documentary we're producing, you know, just because that makes it sound good. Like, or we want to get money from somebody, or, you know, we want it to be the best pitch possible. Like, no, we have to be honest. We have to be as truthful as we possibly can about the realities of the situation that we're in and the planet is in right now. Sean has been pushing us to do a retreat for probably 2 years now. Sean has pitched this idea to our board numerous times, and that's a good idea, Sean, but, like, you know, I don't know how, you know, like, how realistic is it, right? And it's interesting, like, the board meeting that we had, I think it was two board meetings before the retreat actually happened, you know, this got brought up again. And everybody, it was like a consensus. It was like there had been this shift of perspective on our board, and everybody was just like, yes, we need to do this.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. And I think it, so. I mean, it felt like, and obviously Sean was ahead of the curve there, but, like, it felt like all of us sort of realized, like, all these things were coming to a head. Like, you know, we had reached this ceiling as far as, like, what we're able to achieve with our capacity. And, you know, we all recognized that our mission statement was no longer representative of what we were actually doing. And it was like, oh my God, like, this is a crucial moment, right? You know, plus at the same time, we're, you know, fast approaching this moment when our Vaquita film is going to be released, and we're going to, you know, we're expecting to get a boost in exposure for the organization when that happens. So it's like, we need to be prepared,
right,
for this moment, you know? And it was absolutely like a consensus. Everybody on the board was like, we need to make this happen.
I mean, there was this moment for me, long before, when I was mentioning this, as far as, like, you know, because I was overseeing and handling a lot of these projects and talking to a variety of people, all throughout the year and the years. And it felt like, okay, we're talking about a project, but I felt like it should have been just more than just two people talking about, like, doing some sort of activity. I really admired a lot of the people that reached out to us. And of course, there were different levels of investment for some and motivation. And I, you know, having gone through that process, I felt like I really wanted to connect, and I wanted Wildlands to connect with these individuals much more than we had in the past, and really bring them into the fold and trying to understand and listen. And people need to feel a sense of value. And when you know that our core, you know, our core values are, especially when people are addressing conservation and, you know, the protection of our planet and its species, we all share that. That's not something that that neither one of us have to convince each other or validate that on some level. It's just obvious based, otherwise you wouldn't reach out, right? So, but I never felt like there was enough exchange and true connection to let people know, like, oh, well, thanks for your time and, you know, delivering content or whatnot. I felt like that's what's missing overall on this planet, is that we lack connection. And so it's much easier if you do that on kind of a smaller scale first and let it bleed out, as opposed to just saying these giant statements like, oh, we just all need to connect and become better acquainted and the world will be a better place. That's really a lofty concept and not realistic. So within our realm of Wildlands, we acknowledged the passion and the talents of a lot of these individuals and thought, well, you know, why don't we create an environment and a space where we can really communicate with each other? And I know that we all have different schedules and multiple jobs and that sort of stuff, but a space where people feel comfortable about engaging about certain topics and coming up with call to action and solutions about how to achieve some of these issues that we're all facing right now. So that was one of the moments for me, and I was just trying to express it to the rest of the group, just because I was seeing this on a daily basis, having communicated with a lot of different people, and that is kind of what brought us up to me saying, "Hey, we need to have a retreat." And obviously, I was never bummed out that nobody wanted to do it. It had to happen. It had to happen. We were never going to be able to move forward if we didn't acknowledge that this was something, a step that we needed to take in order to continue and essentially like propel Wildlands much further out there in anticipation of what's to come. And of course, that's an unknown. We don't know what's to come. Mm-hmm. But the connection thing is like absolutely essential for what we're all trying to achieve. And if we all can acknowledge that, then there'll be a greater level of efficiency and we'll have a lot more progress in trying to achieve those goals.
And as far as the actual retreat goes, was there anything about it that both of you got out that you didn't expect?
Oh my gosh, the level of unity was just, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, it was fun. You know, you have to realize, so as I said before, these are people that we've communicated with on individually over, you know, and everyone by different degrees. You know, there's some people we've been talking to for several years, or some people we've only been talking to for a few months, and they're all doing different things. We're talking to filmmakers, we're talking to artists, we're talking to scientists. We're talking to advocates that don't have any of these backgrounds, but like the passion is there and they want to help and they want to get involved. But what was really interesting is that, you know, some of these people that even though I might have Skyped with them or we might have Skyped with them repeatedly, we never met in person. I mean, I only just met one of our board members after, what, 4 or 5 years in person for the first time at this retreat. And yet, I mean, I knew her, you know, as best as I could through a phone call, but nonetheless, like, I had never met. And the second part of that, which was extremely rewarding, and of course, this is the beginning of connection, right? Is that they all got to meet each other. So they're thinking that their individual just communicated with Wildlands. And all of a sudden, we take all those people who have that mentality and put them all in the same space. And then they get to like exchange that experience of how they interact with Wildlands, how they got to know Wildlands, how what they've been doing with Wildlands, and then be able to exchange ideas and in personalities and interactions between each other. I mean, it was just this multifaceted, beautiful moment for everybody. And the idea is, because that just kind of fell out, that was really the unexpected thing. It was just like this overwhelming emotion of really positive goodness. And that we all were, you know, our goals were all the same, but we all wanted to achieve them at one unit. We recognized that, and that we all believe that we need to bring more people into that environment. And that's kind of where the, you know, there's like a door open policy with us.
What came out of it that was unexpected?
If nothing, that's okay. But I'm just curious.
No, I mean, there was a lot of what happened was unexpected to me, and I mean, I think in part that was because I didn't really know what to expect, you know, and there's always a lot of uncertainty when you're taking a big group of people, most of whom who have never met each other, and you put them all in the same space and like force them to interact for the first time. It's, you know, like there was no way to know that it was going to turn out as in such a positive way, you know,
right.
Like there might've been personalities there that like didn't mesh, and people might've like been, you know, I going into it, I felt like there was a chance that it might not work nearly as well as it did, you know? there was definitely that, right? I mean, I think like higher level, I was surprised by how much it felt like we achieved, you know, it felt like we really took a big step towards figuring out like what the ideal structure of the organization is, you know, and like
right.
we had a lot of ideas going into it, and we had talked about this concept of the collective, but it was really cool to see everybody that was there sort of coalesce around this idea and this concept, and it was cool to see how willing people were to like step up and help and like play a role in establishing, like doing the sort of work that's required to like actually make it happen. And obviously, like, we'll see what happens in the sort of coming weeks and months as all this develops, but like it was motivating and inspiring.
Absolutely.
So where do you guys feel like where you're at now, given all that you learned from these few days, how do you see yourselves proceeding?
We've put this together like big picture, like we understand like what where we want this to go, but there are still a lot of details that we have to figure out, right? So
right.
Like I think in general there was like broad agreement that we're going in the right direction with the new mission statement, right? But we still need to finalize the specific language
right.
of that, right? And a lot of ideas were discussed about like the structure of the collective and how the collective could be run and how it could be set up so that it's mutually beneficial for all the collective members, as well as for Wildlands and the organization as a whole. But like we need to delve into like the specifics of that structure, you know, like on what metrics do we judge whether or not, like if a new person wants to join the collective, like how do we decide if they're a good fit or not?
Right.
How do we find a role for that person? You know, how do we actually like facilitate this process to make it work the way that we're envisioning it work?
right. And do you feel, are you feeling positive? Are you feeling like, okay, it's not all clear, but at least the trajectory feels right?
Yeah, for sure. I think the trajectory definitely feels right. But there are certainly still a lot of questions, right?
Right.
I mean, I was on a phone call yesterday with, you know, there were one of the things about the retreat that was super awesome was like, we miraculously were able to like get the vast majority of the people that we wanted to be there to attend. But there were, you know, a small handful of folks that we really wanted to be there and weren't able to make it for whatever reason. I had a conversation with one of those folks yesterday, and you know, I explained the whole like big picture idea and the whole concept behind the collective and the new mission statement and all the stuff that we went over, and like, oh, it was so inspiring, it was so great. And he had all these like really specific questions about like, well, how's it gonna work, you know? And it was like the questions that he had actually were very instructive for me. It was like, oh yeah, that's something that we still need to work on. Like, oh yeah, we haven't figured that detail of how the organizational structure will work yet. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
That was actually cool, right? Because it's like, oh, these people who weren't there actually are going to have different questions than they didn't go through that experience. So, you know, they're learning this information in a different way. And those questions are super helpful and instructive for us.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll say that it was, you know, one of the great things about the retreat was that we had all these other minds to help process this concept. You know, Matthew and I have countless conversations about everything all the time, including this topic. And we talked about it so much that, you know, sometimes we would run into circles. And so it was really nice to have all this additional input of things that we just didn't think about, because, like I said, these people are coming from different walks of life, and it's nice to get that outside input.
Well, I want folks who are maybe listening to this podcast episode, like, you know, I mean, we say this all the time, like, we want your input, you know, like, if you're curious about, you know, this new direction that we're heading in, if you're, you know, if you think we're, like, you know, heading down like a horrible path and, you know, it's like the worst idea that exists, like, you should tell us that. Give us a warning. But no, seriously, like, I mean, the whole idea here is we're trying to create two things, right? We're trying to create a collective which consists of people that are, you know, invested in the organization on a really high level and are collaborating with Wildlands and with each other and, you know, producing content under the Wildlands banner, right? But that's not the only thing that we're trying to create. We're also trying to build a community. And the community is for everybody. The community is for everybody who listens to this podcast. It's for everybody who watches one of our short little video clips. It's for everybody who, you know, it's for everybody who will watch our feature length Vaquita documentary when it comes out. And so, you know, we want there to be interactions amongst the folks who are experiencing this content that we're putting out. And we hope that, like, those, you know, we're also trying to create a system to facilitate those communications. And we also want it to, like, go back and forth as well. So, like, if there are folks that are listening, and if you're listening to this show, that means you're already a part of the community. But maybe you're also somebody that is interested in, you know, learning about filmmaking or learning about podcasting, or, you know, just wants, you know, to communicate conservation topics to a broader audience in some format. Like, we want it to be clear that, like, the collective is for everybody. You don't have to necessarily have a huge amount of experience as, like, a filmmaker. What you have to have is, you have to have passion for conservation and passion for, you know, this process that we're engaged with of, like, communicating this critically important information about the situation that we're in on this planet right now to more and more and more people. And if that is something that you're deeply passionate about, then, like, you're a good fit for joining the Wildlands Collective. And I hope that you reach out to us, and I hope that we can finalize this structure so that we have a way to, like, connect you with these other collective members and integrate you into the system that we're trying to build.
We encourage everyone to definitely get involved and to share your thoughts and your stories and your passions. And we, you know, we're here to make a lot of that come a reality, not to mention, you know, the level of reciprocation that we have here as far as acknowledging that in order for, okay, now I'm just ranting. Anyways, pickle, blanket, monkey bean.
There you go.
Dive.
I think you guys pretty much covered it. So I'll leave it on that note, because I think, yeah. I think that's pretty fabulous.
To To learn more about Wildlands, you can find links in the show notes page at wildlandsinc.org/EOC153. This episode was produced and hosted by myself, Catherine Dunning, and the music is provided by the ever-talented Greg Willis.